Okay.
So we're in it, yeah.
We're in it. We're all the way inside of it. That was the weirdest noise.
Well, halfway through, I decided I didn't want
to
be.
Oh, cool. A little hammer to... to knock the bad thoughts out of my brain.
Welcome to the show. It's been a weird couple of weeks, month.
Yeah.
Or more.
Month, I would say. It's been pretty busy. Had to sort of... We did a couple of our Doodle Talk episodes during that period. Mm-hmm. We had some sort of, you know, kind of break in case of glass stuff. And then it turns out we ran out of breaking center.
Yeah, so I was out of town for a couple of weeks going to the Calgary and Regina convention. Got back. We were back for like, was back for a week. And then we're off again to Aurelia for their first ever, all three of us went to it, their first ever convention, which was super cool.
And then the week after that.
Yeah, I was in Dryden.
For the first ever.
Yeah, first ever was Joy-Con. So they had their own sort of like game slash comic slash... whatever, kind of geekery.
Cool.
Yeah. Convention. It was really fun. I had a great time. So, yeah, if whoever saw us, if anyone saw us in those locations, thanks for coming by. Yeah.
Thanks for seeing us.
But it made for a busy month, and lining up schedule to record episodes was kind of not going to happen
for a while. Nobody was in town at the same time, and then just schedules once we got back, like just making up for lost time. Nobody had any.
No. But we're back now.
We're back, and so kinda. Short episode.
Because we're recording this the day before it goes up.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's going to be quite short. But today we just want to have a little discussion about a movie.
We're not doing a review. We're just going to have a little discussion.
Just our thoughts on a little movie about a guy named Taserface.
Yeah.
Very, like, a much-loved comic character. Kind of obscure.
Yeah.
But who finally got his...
got his thing.
Weirdly called Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. I don't know why, but I mean, I guess they had to sell it attaching it to a big thing.
I'm super excited that we've finally been able to sit down together so we can actually talk about Taserface!
Yeah.
It happened.
It did. Finally.
Yeah. Finally happened. That's crazy.
All right. Cue the theme.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero issues, comic podcast.
Taserface.
Yeah.
Taserface.
AKA the Nameless One. AKA Overkill.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Right. I totally forgot that they changed his name a little bit. So, yeah, he first appeared in Guardians of the Galaxy during the 90s series.
Mm-hmm.
Not a huge name character, but just had a lot of great stuff about him that maybe Marvel just never tapped into it earlier.
Yeah.
And
There was so much happening in the 90s. There was so much, like, just 90s were insane for comics in general. So it was easy for sort of...
And there were a lot of new characters that came up.
It was easy for, like, a great character to kind of get lost. Yeah. Lost in the shuffle a bit there.
Yeah. But yeah, like the original character, he was from this race of people called the Stark, because they basically, when they were not too evolved, they got a big wad of Iron Man stuff.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's use this Iron Man stuff. And that's where the original look comes from.
Right.
Like, look at the original
I totally forgot about that.
Had the armor, and I don't know where the cape came from, where it really worked in, but it super worked with the look.
It's kind of a strife look. It was good.
Well, it was a little bit...
Very 90s iconic, I would say.
Yeah.
Very Death's Head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It was
true.
Like a U.S.
That's
Death's
true.
Head.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But yeah, finally, it went through the comics and kind of appeared here and there. Hasn't been used, I don't think, in a while.
No, I think the character might have actually died.
Really?
Like, I'm...
Died in comics. Well, and I'm using quotations.
You're due for a comeback, I think.
You would have thought when, you know, the movie came out.
Yeah, you'd think that there'd be a big...
I thought I heard that...
there'd be like a Taserface number one hitting stands at the exact same week, you know what I mean? Like,
I thought that Bendis and Maleev have been kind of like circling.
Really?
Kind of doing their own, because they want to do those creator-owned kind of things and pick their own characters.
The thing with them, you got to kind of wait till they're ready to go.
Yeah, well, yeah. He takes so long doing stuff, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, finally in the movie, and it's one of the best biopics I've seen in quite a while.
Oh, for
sure.
It's
kind of unexpected for a Marvel thing.
And pretty daring as far as, like, you know, a superhero movie goes.
Yeah.
Sort of It, you know what I mean? It's not your typical hero story. It's not your typical like comic story with like a clean ending. It's quite...
It's edgy.
It is, oh, for it sure. Is. And it, you know what I mean? And it's not sort of like, you're not going to leave this movie feeling uplifted. You know what I mean? It's very like true to life in a lot of ways.
Oh, and I guess we should say that there will be spoilers.
Yes.
We're talking about a movie. So, yeah, we will be talking about spoiler.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
It was sort of weird because, like, it glossed over a lot of his early stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, there was so much of the movie spent on these other characters. The squirrel guy, tree boy.
Squirrel girl guy.
Yeah. The squirrel girl boy.
Yeah.
The chipmunk.
Yeah. Alvin.
She-Hulk, Grey Hulk, they have them all.
Yeah, exactly. So many Hulks. Too many Hulks. Space Hulk.
I know.
Too many Hulks.
No, we're going back there.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
But, like, it didn't talk about his origins, really.
No.
But you know what? At the same time, I know his origin is a lot different from a lot of other comic ones, so it would have been okay to see, but totally fine with them just, like, throwing us into the action.
Sometimes it's better. It's like, it's not an origin story every time.
And he's one of those cosmic 90s kind of a characters where they could sort of play a little bit loose with it, sort of reimagine things. They don't have to stay too true to the comics. But I think it was suggested...
Oh, you're talking about the goatee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was a pretty big departure. Because, I mean, as we know in the comics, he is not capable of growing a goatee.
That's right.
Mm.
So that does completely kind of change...
He's got full-body alopecia.
Yeah. Which, I mean, you know, I get why they didn't want to go for that. Maybe it wouldn't have worked with the kind of a movie design.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some things work in the comics that just don't work in movies.
Yeah, it had, like, golden armor and stuff. That, sometimes it doesn't translate.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I can't even imagine, like, a major comic character wearing a golden... Ugh,
it's like wearing yellow spandex or something.
Weird. Just
can't
weird.
Do it. Can't do
can't
it.
Can't do it at all.
Just give him leather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like the inspiring story of a young, ambitious... up-and-comer in space.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's unfortunately, the world we live in is you can do everything right and still fail. And
absolutely.
It's uplifting in a way, but it's also very tragic. It's very...
It is. Well, like, he sees that his boss, his employer, is not treating him, not treating the rest of the crew fairly.
No, it's absolute nepotism.
Yeah.
He's got this one guy, he's just, no. I'm going to treat this guy fairly. And, you know, that's management a lot of the time.
Oh, it is, for sure.
I think we can all relate to that.
And everyone's had I'm sure everyone has had a boss. I mean, like, you know that there's supposed to be strict guidelines. You know, you're part of an organization, a company, whatever. The things just, they're not followed the way they're supposed to be. And it just feels like there's no way to deal with that. There's no way to fight it. You know what I mean? Like, it's natural to get desperate and
disillusioned. It's like Walmart shutting down unions.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And it's good to see the little guy with the one single voice step up and be like, no, this is not right, and takes over and starts to help the rest of his crew members as they see fit.
Yeah,
exactly. Just in, he's standing up against injustice, I think, is the thing he's trying to do.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, tragically, in our world, and it's so odd seeing that represented in something that you would expect to just be a regular popcorn movie, a regular uplifting popcorn movie.
It's a regular uplifting popcorn movie, yes.
Yeah.
A fantastical sort of thing.
You expect,
and it was fun. And it had fun aspects, but at the same time, at the core of it was this through line of this one character.
Soundtrack kind of sucked, but
the rest
of it. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, what do you expect from a comic movie?
Yeah,
that's fair. That's fair. It all sounds the same.
Yeah.
Trying, doing everything right, and just, unfortunately, the system in place won't let you, ultimately. Like, it's depressing, but I think we can all relate to it in a way, and you can really relate to that character and relate to that experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was a lot of other stuff happening in the movie for some reason.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like the core of the story was great, but there was so much just...
peripheral stuff.
Yeah.
And I get you want to have multi-layered storylines, so you don't want to be focusing on one character the whole time, because then that can be...
But it berating. It felt weirdly like there was a lot, like, at too much focus put on the side characters.
Yeah.
Instead of the...
Well, it's
the obvious protagonist, Taserface.
To be fair, it's Marvel. They're going to want to do a bunch of spin-offs
That's
of all these other characters.
Yeah. Yeah.
They like to do team stuff, so...
They're really trying to make a Tree Boy movie happen, but I just... I don't know if the market's there.
Maybe Hulu. Maybe on Hulu.
That's possible.
Yeah. I think Tree Boy would be good on Hulu. There was just a lot of stuff. Doctor Who was really good in it.
Yeah.
I like Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Yeah. Huh?
Doctor Who?
Exactly.
Exactly.
I don't know. Face! Yeah, but I don't...
I like Planet Face. Was good.
Yeah, Planet Face was
good. Planet Face was good. Mm-hmm. And the fact that... I don't know if you realize this. I think that Planet Face was actually supposed to be Taserface's father as well. And I think... I heard there were a ton of rewrites and a lot of, like, tweaking, and they wanted to refocus things, and a lot of corporate kind of, like, no, we're gonna aim it this way.
You could, when you saw the planet face, could you not sort of see a little bit of Taserface's face in that?
Exactly.
And there was the part where he said, I'm Taserface's father.
Yeah.
Looking directly at the screen.
Yes.
I thought that was weird, and it makes a lot more sense.
It does.
Yeah.
And so that makes Star-Lord... his brother?
Star-Lord? Is
Star-Lord?
That...
Star-Lord.
Star-Lord.
Oh, yeah, because he was...
Fatty McFatkins.
He was that heavy guy on Parks and Rec.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Ron something.
Yeah. Ron Sexsmith.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Six. Yeah.
Taserface! Like, this is a huge character. Well, I mean, he's a fan favorite... he's not your Superman, your Batman, but they're not, like, yes, he died.
Yes.
I mean, you know, we said spoilers. He did die.
He did.
But it's comics. And
it's comics, and I think...
He could come back. I mean, I'm sure... It was very successful. I can't imagine them not doing a sequel.
True. And I think...
Do you think they'll do Ultimate... Taserface! The plot line from... When it was Taserface versus Blasterface.
Round two.
Versus.
That right there, that'd be a perfect sequel.
Yeah.
I think.
Like,
actually.
The way that was written, it was, it was one of those things, four issues, and you could tell they were sort of making, it was almost like a script for a movie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The way they were doing it. I'm super surprised that's not what they adapted in the first place. They went with this other thing. Seems like a bit of executive meddling, throwing these other guys in there.
Right. Well, I feel like they were going for... It was weirdly kind of like the time of year for... We had, like, Logan come out, where it was very, kind of...
It was darker
like a
stories.
Character exploration and like, a darker, sort of more hopeless kind of a... Kind of a thing, but
ones that kind of not end on a downer, but don't end as you would expect them.
Exactly.
Like, now here's the grandiose thing. Oh, the music plays and everybody's happy, and
there's a poignance.
Taserface stands triumphant.
Yeah, and they're all dancing and they're all singing a song.
Exactly.
About Taserface.
Yeah.
If they had done like the old Taserface theme song to that,
that would have been good.
That would
the original '90s.
Yeah,
song?
But
yeah.
They could have done the. Orchestral version of it, sort of snuck it in. I didn't notice that anywhere.
Yeah,
like it didn't have that great Taserface hook. You know,
maybe that'll be on.
How did that go?
I got the wrong theme in my head. I'm like
Taserface. It's weird, man.
That's
like,
a fun mashup. It almost works.
It is, yeah.
That show ran like a solid four seasons, didn't it? Like it was a good run.
Yeah.
Was it that long?
The third season was kind of weird.
Yeah.
I think it only had like six episodes or something.
Like I think they were trying to like revamp it or something like that. But at least we were able to bring back the fourth season and kind of wrap up the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I heard Netflix is starting to think of...
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
That is just... That's perfect.
They've been Moon Knight and the other Defenders and be like, no, Taserface.
No,
yeah.
It's the time. It's cool because usually the rest of them are like street level. It'd be cool to do like a cosmic Netflix and that would be the character to introduce that.
Yeah. God, there's a lot happening with MCU.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whatever the follow-up is, I'm very excited. I mean, he died, but in a way where, you could write your way out of it. He could have survived the blast.
Yeah.
He could have gotten out somehow.
Well, it's Marvel. Anything with mother boxes would have been fine.
Yeah,
It just shows up.
Just boom out of there.
He'll just show up in the next movie. It's a boom tube. Exactly.
Well, for sure.
Yeah.
But I've never seen a signature like this.
I have. It's a boom tube.
I thought it was cool when Conan showed up.
This better not be Haga.
Oh, yeah.
But he had the space armor. Okay. From Space Conan?
And that could factor into the sequel, too.
You never know.
Why would they put
James
that cameo in there?
James Gunn, and he always does weird stuff.
Right.
Was that Ethan Fillion? Wasn't that Nathan Fillion?
I'm pretty
sure. He had so
sure
much makeup
was,
on,
yeah.
I couldn't really tell.
And he was doing that weird voice.
Yeah.
I'm Conan!
God. Yeah.
Fillion's a weird guy.
He is.
Yeah.
The one series of jokes that rubbed me the wrong way, though. I mean, I guess they're sort of going for
showing what
sort of an unfair world he lives in. But I mean, like, everyone, he never got any dignity. He was struggling so hard to get dignity.
Well, but that's
his
the
last
path
moment,
of the character.
His
that's...
last moment, they're laughing at his name, his objectively amazing name.
Yeah.
Like, come on, that's the coolest comic character name. Easily. Like, it's won, like, they had polls. I know Wizard had a poll back in the 90s, and he definitely won that.
Yeah.
So,
but
like,
compared to
the other one, Iron Man's. Like, this isn't a man made of iron.
No.
And he gets a pass. Taserface gets laughed at.
No, it's ridiculous.
There's no justice.
An Iron Man. Lazy.
Batman.
Lazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this guy's definitely made of bats. He's not.
Yeah.
He's not made of bats at all. It's bullshit.
I don't even know what a super is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, like super, like, what was it? Swell guy? Is that a superhero name?
Yeah. Because
it could be. It's like the same thing.
I'm good guy.
Yeah.
How stupid is that?
Literally.
Like, really not creative at all. Yeah. When you go like, Taserface! That's like, that's...
Ooh, I got those chills.
Yeah, I know. I got chills.
It's got confidence. Again, like, he's got that appearance to it. Like, he's got, like, a little bit of a sharp, grotesque kind of appearance.
Yeah.
He's owning it.
Yeah.
He's owning
it.
He's
embracing
it. He has trauma. You can tell that. You can tell it in his eyes.
Well, he's got daddy issues with ego having left him. And then he's got trust issues.
He's decades working in such a toxic environment.
So, yeah. Then he's looking for that father figure. He goes to Yondu, and then it's like... Even Yondu betrays him. And I'm going to rise up and take control of my own destiny.
Taserface!
Mistreats him, and again, he's having them perform tasks that's like they're not supposed to be doing. Like, their organization, they're not supposed to be doing. They're liable for that. He's completely an abusive manager.
Yeah.
Won't even let him eat a Terran. Not even once. In 2 decades, which sounds horrible from our perspective, but keep in mind, like, he's from a completely different culture.
Yeah, you have to respect the other culture.
Yeah.
And he, it's not. Again, his boss, is what's supposed to be his father figure, does not respect his culture whatsoever, doesn't respect him, and who wouldn't fight back?
I think we gotta give it to Chris Sullivan. He nailed it.
That's absolutely
true. Like, I don't know what it is about Marvel with the Chrises. So many good Chrises. Mm-hmm.
I get him mixed up too, like Chris Sullivan, Chris Evans. I mean, like, come on, how do you...
Chris Cooper?
Yeah,
Chris Cooper.
Yeah, Green Goblin.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So many Chrises. Jesus.
Tex Richmond.
Christopher Walken.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he was good as that guy that he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he had that cameo with all the Watchers, right?
Right.
Yeah, you get glasses on and he grew a mustache for it. Was a weird,
weird walking.
Was a FedEx man.
Yeah. He's gonna own it. He's gonna even for a cameo.
And then he turned at the screen. He winked when he said X-Man.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, I never even thought about
that. Oh, that's a hint, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
man. Well, yeah, because
I knew Taserface was gonna bring everything together. X-Man. I knew it was gonna be the linchpin.
Because at the end of the movie, where she says, when she's like, I'm gonna make this guy X-Man.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it's so good because, I mean, I there's rumors, there's always rumors that Fox and Marvel are working it out, but, I mean, you're introducing Cable. Weirdly, they could have some sort of a weird...
Oh, that would be cool.
Like,
that's
they rewrite stuff.
They could bring... That's, like, if we do alternate universe stuff...
Yeah. So you have, like, Cable coming in, and you have X-Men coming in, being, like, made, like, cloned, right? I mean, like, oh, man, there's such a good option. That's, again, it'll tie it all together, and it's... Oh, man. Like, we've needed this for so long. Because connectivity has been the issue that these movies have had.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's like, oh, is it even in the same universe?
Who can tell?
Like, mm-hmm.
And so we're finally getting a hint that maybe, in fact, they are. And they might cross over at some point, which, I mean, I can't even imagine that sort of a thing, but...
Or maybe they'll bring them into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, Oh, you know what? Next season, Taserface.
Yeah. Well, he's in space
now.
He's
a major character.
He's
a major character, so it's hard to see it happening. But you know what? I feel like the movie and TV divisions are definitely going to work together on this.
Yeah, it could be like Taserface,
like
Agent of S.W.O.R.D.
Yeah. Oh, that could be good.
Yeah.
Oh, man, there's so much potential for
this
character.
It totally is. There's
so
much
exciting, you know what I mean?
Connection with X-Men stuff.
Exactly.
There it is. Oh, yeah.
We have that Lockheed spinoff.
Right.
Yeah.
That's been in development for so long. It's got to happen anytime now.
Yeah. I mean...
Phoenix in space!
Oh, it's going to be good. Do we have anything else we want to say?
Like, I don't want to say too much. I know we've been gushing about it.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't perfect.
No.
Like I said, the soundtrack definitely had issues.
And probably a little too many characters. It was kind of like an Age of Ultron thing where it's just like, oh, you're just slamming everybody in there. And it just becomes a little overkill, but it's overkill.
I see what you did there.
I did that.
I'm glad we're recording this earlier in the day because I've only seen it once. I'm going right after this to go see it again.
You're wearing your Taserface t-shirt. So I figured like you were in the. I thought that might have just been to record. I thought you were just excited to record the episode.
Well, but I also, I like to dress up for the occasion.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I'm hoping there'll be a Taserface costume hoodie anytime now. That'd be pretty good. How have they not made that yet?
It's probably going to be the Halloween costume of the year.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of that.
It'll be hard to get one. That's the problem, right?
Yeah.
I'm all about that stuff, but
I go homemade.
Yeah, I was just saying that. I think I'm going to try to homemade.
You're doing it too?
Yeah, I think
Taserface group costume.
Oh, we should all do it. Yeah. That's gonna be awesome.
Shoot, that's pretty good. Taserface. All right.
If you haven't seen it, go see
Taserface. Definitely.
No, it's not called.
It's that weird title. I don't even know why it's called that.
Got good too.
Gordy in the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Who the? There wasn't even a Gordy in it.
That's the weird thing. Like
how do we get to Taserface?
Is Taserface's like real name Gordy? He never mentioned.
No, his real name's Taserface.
That's true. It's actually Taserface.
That's his Christian name.
Yeah.
Well, he is a Christian.
Space Christian.
Taserface.
Yeah.
This is how it's pronounced technically, but everyone just calls him Taserface.
In his original mother tongue.
Yeah. But again,
because humans can't pronounce it except for Bri, apparently.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. But as we've established, that dickhead Yondu does not respect his culture or. He would actively mispronounce it. He's just that kind of guy. At least he got his, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, again, that's where it was uplifting in a way, is that at least there was some justice in the end.
So, thanks for joining us. I am Merc. You can find me at merksound.ca, merksylum.
That was not sped up.
Not sped. That was me. You are.
I'm Kyle. You can check myself out at thekylelees.com.
I am Bri. You can check out my comic at welcometohereafter.com.
You can check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, Stitchback, Crack Attack,
Facebook,
Twibby Wibby.
LinkedIn.
Yeah. Definitely on that LinkedIn. Son.
I do have it listed on LinkedIn, actually. It lists them as my main job on Facebook, actually. Just because the way it felt.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Teaser Facebook.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Okay. It was cool how they actually, like, for the release day, they sort of changed the entire site to Taser Facebook. Yeah. See, that kind of marketing is, I think, why this has sort of caught on so much. They really tapped into something.
I still have my Taser Face Trapper Keeper.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's... That's worth a lot now.
Yeah, I know.
Be careful with
It's in the lockbox at the bank.
Oh, good. Yeah, for sure. That's like, that's your retirement fund right there.
Totally.
Taserface, radioactive.
There's your outro right there.
I want that movie. I want that one.